Here we go on a Friday with John Curley, Sherry Elliker Show, Aaron right over there looking for a victory for the Mariners after losing to the Rangers.
They beat the Rangers.
Yeah.
For 2 out of 3.
Thank you, Aaron. Tickets still available?
I believe so. And Roost open tonight.
Ah.
So, looking good.
Just got to get more points than the other team.
They call them runs there, John.
That's right. Go Mariners. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
All right. I believe we have a winner, or at least somebody's going to be participating in the Know-It-All quiz. That's right?
Indeed.
Good. All right. We're going completely off script here, Sherry, and I'll tell you why. Although I'm not psychic, I sense that you're kind of in a foul, stinky mood today.
What?
Yes.
That's not true.
Oh.
It's Friday. I couldn't be happier.
Even that feels inauthentic. So I thought maybe we would need to talk to our psychic friends to find out what's wrong with you.
Okay.
So, psychicspectrum.com, Skip and Sharon, who have become new friends of the show because we called you to have you come to this party that we're having at the barn, the Curly Barn, on the 12th of October. You've agreed, I think. Did you guys, we could work all that out? Are we all set? You guys are coming, hopefully. Yes, is that right?
We are definitely going to be there, John.
All right, good.
Sherry.
Okay, good. Sherry's going to make it, too. Anyway, Skip, I noticed, and Sharon, I noticed that Sherry had like a sort of thing in her voice today, like something was bugging her. But that's just the way I'm like her brother. I'm kind of connected to her in that regard.
Right, like we're twins.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I thought, and we go to the break at the top of the hour, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call you guys, because... you know, all the prying and prodding, the love that I have for her, obviously is not getting through. Yeah. So I just sense that something else is going on with her. And I thought, well, who I know? PsychicSpectrum.com. So that's why you guys are on. It's like a 24-hour 911 call. All of a sudden you appear on the air. So anyway, so last time you were on, a lot of people were writing in, had all sorts of questions and stuff. And this is also a way to basically just force you into agreeing to this. Will you come on once a week with us or once a month with us?
Oh, heck
absolutely.
Yeah.
We come on once a week if you want.
Okay, don't push it, guys.
We love doing the radio. We used to have our own radio show, and we after like 20 years, we finally went to a podcast. So we love doing it.
Thanks a lot.
Thing.
Yeah, that's great. That makes Sherry and I feel really good about what we're in right now. Okay, so the... So there, Sherry. I know this is over the phone, which a lot of people are like, really? You're going to be psychic over the phone? I don't need to, if you want to try to explain how it works or something, but, you know, what is wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
I don't sense anything really wrong with
Thank
her.
Thank you.
It could be nothing more than Mercury's gone direct. And there's just that letdown feeling of thank goodness it's over.
Oh.
But it just feels like she's a little, not depressed, but her energy's a little low.
Yeah.
And you want my psychic hit? Is,
yeah.
And this is going to sound a little off the wall because it is, but I think you're in for something good. And I don't think you're ready for it, but I think you're in for something good, like a really nice surprise or something finally coming through and happening the way you want it. But it's like you know, sometimes you get prepared for what you're getting and what's coming, and you're just totally unprepared, and it's becoming unsettling.
That's weird, because I sense I got the feeling of like something big had just happened. You have that come down, kind of like afterward we do an expo, and you come down, you get a little tired, and you know. So it's weird. I feel like if something has happened and she's coming down, you feel like she's getting ready for something.
Well, you might be sensing the planet Mercury going direct, and it's like now she's out of whack with what she's supposed to be feeling.
Wow.
So,
after 47 years of marriage, Sherry, you're causing these two to quibble among themselves. You're really spreading this dissension.
That's 49 years of marriage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa. Okay.
Even better.
That explains it.
We've been happily married 15 years, and 15 out of 49 ain't bad.
Okay. Right now, you're doing a comedy act for us now. I was talking to my son on Sunday, and he's like, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Yeah, nonsense. All of it is nonsense. And I said to him, Rye, just for a moment, if you were to open your mind without feeling as if someone's taking advantage of you, opening your mind to the fact that this is possible, at that point, aren't the amount of interactions and doesn't life become broader And isn't life even more exciting if you opened your mind to the fact that people could have this ability? Isn't that exciting? As opposed to being defensive and saying, well, I'm not going to be hoodwinked by, you know, a bunch of con artists, right? To have the opposite is to all of a sudden open yourself up to all the possibilities, whatever the unknowns are of the world. It's more exciting that way than just go, wow, I don't believe it, right? And you must run into this constantly. So when you guys come to the party that I'm having there, we've raised the money for St. Jude, by the way. Everybody bid. There were 15 couples all agreed to give $2,000 to St. Jude in the party that we're going to have at the barn. Sherry's getting
awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, she, well, yeah, that's mostly because of you guys. So what when people say the thing about they don't believe, how do you talk to them, or you don't need to convince them, but what is it that you say in return to their skepticism?
Before we answer that, could I ask what happened to your son at 7 and there was a bicycle involved?
Yeah. Is it the bicycle? There was 2 bicycle incidents. One of them in particular is when the bike got stolen and then got set on fire out in front of our house. And the fireman said it's best that he not come out and see this, because it'd be very upsetting to him to see his Spider-Man bike. And I guess the other one was the time that he was racing at the velodrome in Redmond and he crashed on it. And then I ran across the field and I told him, you're not going to give up. You're going to finish this. But those are the only 2 times. Now, here's what Rye would say to you right now, Sharon. He would say, 7-year-old crashing on a bike, probably pretty common. So that's a wild shot. And I'm not going to believe that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You kind of deal with that all the time.
But see, Sharon has a way when we're sitting down talking with somebody, like in doing a reading, she can drill down. And so do I, but she can drill down into, and the person finally brings it out.
Ah. Okay.
So what do you want to answer then to people who are doubting Thomas?
I will tip my hat to you.
Okay. When people say that, I don't believe in God, or I don't believe in psychics, I say, yet. You will, but yet. But anyhow, here's a great example. You ever stand somewhere and somebody comes walking up, they kind of stand near or next to you, and you feel like, ooh, I just want to move away, you know, or I'm going to leave the room. I'm going to go over on the other side and sit over there. And that is your auras meeting, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the aura is part of your psychic or intuitiveness. And
it's
intuitiveness,
an energy field.
It's an energy field, yeah. And intuitiveness is part of your psychic. But see, the best example of psychic ability is mother's intuition. They don't say, get out of the road or get off out of the tree because they don't like you in the tree or out on the road. They say that they're sensing there could be something coming or happening. And so they'll say that. But that's one of the best examples of it. And that we have other things that we can't do on the radio, but we can show you how to feel these things with energy and things like that.
But also, I'm in total agreement with what James Van Prague said one time. Mm-hmm. The minute you start to argue with that person, you have lost.
Right.
So they're either enlightened or they're not. Mm-hmm. And if they want to be enlightened, then... And except to learn and look at things a different way. And if they're not, that's okay too. That's where they are in life.
And we kind of take the attitude of, if you want to call it an attitude of, you never have to explain, justify, or defend if you're doing things for the greater good of all involved.
Yeah, and it's not hurting anyone.
But we do try to explain and teach people, but not as a defensive mode or mechanism, but try to teach so they understand that this is out there.
Uh-huh.
One way, and we'll show you guys this when we meet you, but I'll show you how to raise up your hands and send energy to each other and the other person feel it, actually physically feel it. It's so simple.
Over the distance right now, or just in a room with other people?
If you're tuned in, you might be able to feel it.
It
depends upon how tuned in you are.
It's a little hard to explain how on the radio.
Yeah.
But usually we show you, but we could tell you. I mean, if you guys want to try it.
Sure.
Before he answers that, why do I keep seeing black and white houndstooth dealing with your son? Does that mean anything?
Black and white houndstooth, like a sweater or a jacket or
it was
something.
Pants or something. It just, all they're showing me is what, you know, kind of the cloth. It's not in any shape.
I don't know. he used to wear crazy clothes, but I don't know if he had houndstooth.
Okay.
But let me just speak to what you said about, you know, energies and auras and things like that. So during World War II, pilots were being told that if you get the proper position on the enemy pilot and you look down at his plane, so you're above and a little behind him or beside right. him, and they can't see you or they're looking around, that you're not supposed, if you look at him, that you're going to shoot at or drop a bomb on or whatever else, that you're supposed to only look for a short period of time and then look away. And the reason was is because if you look at him long enough, all of a sudden he will sense you there yes. and look up and see you there, right?
Yes. That, yeah, they were trained to do that. And I'll tell you something that I do. I teach people to do this in our groups when we meet on Wednesday nights at our psychic showcase. But I teach people this all the time. I will stand in line, like I said, sending energy hand to hand and the person feeling it across the room. But I stand in line at a grocery store or a restaurant. We're waiting to get seated. And what I'll do is I'll pick somebody just to practice. And I look at kind of like on the right side of their hair, mm-hmm. Sometimes on the cowlick, and pretty soon, and I just send energy at it. And pretty soon it feels like somebody's kind of either an itching or there's somebody's moving your hair. They'll reach up and they'll rub it like once or twice,
yeah.
put their hands down. But it's really simple. And and you're right. The staring down, it's like, don't create the contact
yeah.
if you don't need the contact.
You ever notice how sometimes you just feel like there's somebody looking at you and you look around and somebody
yeah.
is?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing. It's just energy.
Right. You know? And then one more. Go ahead, Sherry.
No, I just have a question with regard to energy and people and things like that, because my dad died a couple of years ago, and I've been open to feel anything, you know, that, and I have friends that swear, you know, that a book flies off the shelf, or they know that their deceased friend or parent was right there with them. Mm-hmm. As much as I try, I get nothing. I don't know if I'm trying too hard or whatever, but, or if it's just dumb that I think that I can communicate, but that how do you do that?
Well, first off, I think you are trying too hard because you're wanting it so bad. But also, you've got to be open, take off the blinders and have that, whatever, how he's going to bring that message to you, let it come to you, whether it's through an animal, a feeling, a scent, a dream. I mean, they have so many different ways they can come to let you know they're there. So, you know, if you can get out of your mind that it's got to be a certain way or a certain time or a certain whatever, and just be open to it, I think you will probably see he's been around there a lot.
And Sherry, Sharon and I do, once a month, we do our Talking to the Other Side event down at the first Saturday of the month. But when we do this, the people come into the room with you. And or sometimes you're sitting there and then they come in. But we get to see these people and they talk to us and all kinds of things like that. But like I said earlier, our whole purpose in life is, yeah, we do the psychic readings and the psychic events and things, but we teach people. Everything, every event is geared or around teaching. And like Sharon said, when people start opening up to, like John just said earlier, when they start opening up to the possibilities that this does exist, it's there, and everybody has it, they just have to bring it out. And, you know, over the years, the 30 plus years we've been doing this out in public, I've discovered that when women have this naturally, most of them, some women are closed off, they have to get into it, and they do, but most men are always closed off. But when they open up and they start learning about it, they are phenomenal as psychics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so without putting you guys on the spot, but at the same time doing it, because the last time we had you on, we didn't ask you to do a reading on both of us, but you mentioned something, Skip said to Sherry, I think something about your tire, back left tire. And as it turned out, Sherry, week before that, had found a nail in this very special kind of tire that she has that they don't go flat. So she wasn't sure what to do, even though there was a nail found in it. So in that, and you, I think it was Sharon who'd said something about, I'm seeing something about your left side of your face, your tooth back near your molar.
Oh, yeah.
There was something there. Yeah. And it was 2 weeks earlier, I had had a crown put on there. So I was aware of that, and I didn't talk about it on the air. So both of us were freaked out after we went to the commercial break. So if of the people that are in the room, Joe is sitting right there to the left of me. I'm here, and there's Sherry where she is. Do you sense anything for, say, Joe or anybody in particular that we could sort of have you share with us, and then we'll say goodbye and go over to Nate?
Well, one thing I want to say is when Sherry was talking about her dad, I heard a male voice say the word Walker. Whether his name was Walker, he had a Walker, he needed one, or she took one away. I don't know what the case is. Yeah, but
I stole it from him. No, he had a Walker.
Okay. But anyhow, what I want to say is this, is John, there's something for you that comes up about hugs, whether it's going to become a topic of discussion. Couple of three times in the next, maybe say couple weeks, 2 weeks. But for Joe.
Uh-oh, here we go. Oh boy.
There is something coming for him that he's not aware of that's going to require him to step up his game and be involved and do something. It's like it's an add-on or an extra to what he does. And it works really well for him, but it's helping somebody else. It's not the Curly Elliker show. It's helping somebody else, and it sets a standard for them. And I want to say, accept the challenge and just go for it, because it's going to be a good thing. Do you sense anything for him?
Well, pretty much. Anybody? I mean, the more you were talking, the more I was feeling like that is the right thing. So it feels like there is something big coming up for him, and he should not shirk away from it.
Yeah, okay. It's an opportunity.
Don't be afraid to take that step forward and go for it.
Okay.
Real quick,
yes.
The Andrew person?
Mm-hmm. That Andrew person. That guy.
The Andrew guy. No, there's something coming up about him talking to a gentleman who has a gold tooth in the front. It might not be the whole tooth, but there's gold that you can see when the person talks or smiles a little bit. And he needs to be aware or beware. That's a better word. Beware of what he's being told, because it doesn't quite add up.
Wow. Okay. So Sherry's not depressed. I'm going to hug somebody. Something's going to happen for Joe. And Andrew's going to run into Kanye West or something.
What if this person with the gold tooth has a brown dog, though?
Whoa. Oh, the brown dog. It's a brown dog thing.
What if the brown dog has the gold tooth?
Yeah, there we go. All right, listen, here's the thing. So psychicspectrum.com, I'm sure you guys are out all over the place over the weekend. Appreciate it. I know it was the last minute to get you on, but I had this sense, I had this energy that Sherry was kind of Miss Poopy Pants today, and I just want to make sure. Yes.
I don't think it's so much that. The more I'm sitting here, because I'm thinking about her and saying, okay, what do you want me to tell her? It's like she needs some kind of excitement in her life. It's like, it's kind of like calling the clowns. Is this all there is?
That's it.
It's kind of like she needs something to make her want to get out of bed in the morning and just be excited again.
Oh, very good.
That's it. Okay.
That's the something big or significant coming to her.
I don't know, but she feels like, I mean, talk about like she's not there.
Yeah.
But she feels like she's in a rut. That's what it feels like.
She's
to
in
me.
A rut.
She just wants to do something more or something different or change your hairstyle. Just do something.
She whiz. Okay. Wow.
Shave her head.
A lot for Sherry to think about. All right.
That's cool.
Skip it, Sharon. Thank you. The John Curley, Sherry Elliger. Hey, Tainey's ready. She's got a whole bunch of Bite Me cookies ready to go. All right.
Oh, the cookies.
That's right. Okay. Sherry, you ready?
I'm ready.
Because I know you got something big happening, or you're depressed, or I couldn't figure out what was happening in that psychic reading, but you with me?
Yeah, I think it's that I'm in a rut, but something good is coming my way.
And I think it involves me hugging you or something.
Well, either that or finding a guy with a gold tooth.
That's
and
Andrew's
dog.
Job.
Oh, I
all right.
Guess.
Let's meet our contestant now. Maybe he's got a gold tooth. His name is Rick. He lives in Bremerton. And the one interesting thing about him is he named a dog Otis after a homeless guy I met named Otis. Otis. Oh, my God. Rick, welcome to the show. Say hello to Sherry.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, he's gone.
What?
I just looked over. He's not even there anymore.
No, let's meet him again.
Listen,
let's start the song over again. Ready? We're going to use Aaron. Aaron, don't go anywhere. Ready?
Okay, here I am. I'll act as this guy.
His name is Aaron.
Hey.
He's got a voice that's like silk and honey. He loves the Mariners. He's got two kids and a wife. Mm-hmm. His name is Aaron.
Sweet and tart, firm, crisp, juicy.
Aaron. All right.
Oh,
Aaron, welcome to the show. Say hello to Sherry.
Hey, Sherry, good to meet you.
Hello there, Aaron. I hope you're having a good day.
Yeah.
Having a great day. Aaron, you're going to be playing for a whole box of Bite Me cookies. Teeny tiny lady over there. She bites each one of them and puts them back in the box. You ready to go to play our game?
Yeah. I've never heard of this before.
Tone and tenor, everything's about to change because we're not friends anymore. Who was the first guest we had on the show who spoke briefly and then didn't say anything after that? Sherry.
A. Jay Inslee, B, me, C, when I said me, I should have said Sherry Elicker because some might have forgotten who I was.
The answer is...
Oh, boy. Well, I'm assuming Inslee had something to say.
That's right.
Yeah.
At this point, how many does Aaron have correct, Sherry?
Okay. Aaron has one correct.
All right.
What
one
a bunch
for
of
one.
Hogwash.
All right.
Uh-oh.
What is the new most dreaded word at work? Sherry, what is the most dreaded word at work?
A, meeting. B, teamwork. C, hey.
I hate all those words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really? You know, it doesn't speak volumes about the love for the show.
Yeah, no kidding, Aaron. You're like 2 feet away.
Yes. And the word is?
I'm going to go with A.
I go with A. You mean hey? You're right. It's hey.
I meant meeting, but.
That's right.
Sure.
Hey.
Okay.
Take hey. Right. Three, we played a song today that was completely irrelevant and not really important to a news story. But that didn't stop Joe. He had to put it in because he loved it. Please finish the lyrics from Toto's Africa. Sherry.
I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the
sky.
A, the Serengeti. B, some cold spaghetti. C, an elusive Yeti.
Ooh, let's go with A.
And the answer is...
I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
That's correct. And four, what the hell, it's Friday. Finish this lyric too. Sherry.
A, I feel ashamed of my Acura. B, I have a pain down my back, mama. C, I bless the rains down in Africa.
Aaron?
I like B the most, even though I know it's not right.
And the answer is... Everyone.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
There we go. Congratulations, Aaron. Although you've never heard of the show or the game before, which is really disconcerting to us because we thought we were broadcasting at least into the other room.
What's your name again?
That's Sherry. Sherry Elicker and John Gurley Show.
Ah.
You're going to get yourself a whole box of Bite Me Cookies brought to you by Bite Me Cookies.
Oh, the cookies.
There you go. Thanks for playing along and sitting in for... Rick, who hung up right before we got him on the air.
Rick, come on, man.
We even switched your fun fact.
Yeah, his fun fact was he met Mother Teresa.
Oh.
But he put that as a second and thought the most important thing is that he named a dog Otis after a homeless guy that I knew named Otis because he met the homeless guy named Otis and named his dog after Otis.
Wow.
But you did
fun fact.
You did a fine
job. Maybe that's why he hung up.
Fine job. Well done. Wilcox Family Farm eggs. Joe and I were just talking, Sherry, about we were looking at the show that we had planned right here.
Yeah. What was that? Where'd that go?
Over there. Friday sort of thing. With the update on everything.
Got a lot left over for Monday.
That's where you got to look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the mailman. Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot about the mailman. Get in here, mailman.
I'm the mailman, as you can see, I'm the mailman, don't nobody mess with me.
Don't mess with him, Sherry, you know that, though.
I keep telling you I'm not.
I got some bad news for you.
Graham died alone.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, and then don't forget.
Just look around, man.
Yeah, here come the letters. We'll get the letter of the day first, take care of all the rest. And by the way, Joe Hesley's list is off topic. That would be the title of this show today. So here we go.
Every hour. Okay, Gabe from Ellensburg says, idea for you guys for Sherry's walk-on music. Mm-hmm. When it says, and hates kids, you could add the cut of her saying, they're the worst from the popcorn ball drop.
Look at this.
He's amazing.
Gabe is coming in with suggestions. So, yeah. By the way, we are going to rewrite it because people said they like the fact that we have a song, but they can't hear all the wonderful lyrics about you, Sherry. So
We're
going to a new one. JC, I'm a conservative. Brandy Cruz, common sense guy. I love Mark Mullet. Only shot to get this state in the right direction. Great interview. Thank you very much there.
Goodfella says, Sherry, I had two best friends. I was a bridesmaid for them. One went on to some stupid sorority, and one chose to live in the dorms. Mm. The latter gal is so much more real, and we had more fun together. The Greek row girls and guys seem so silly and immature. You made the right choice.
All right. And here's somebody to counter that.
Hey, everybody. It's Sue.
Okay. Jay Inslee, 206, the Francis Scott Key Bridge will be rebuilt before we get an electric ferry. That's from 206. I thought it was from one of our psychics, but no, that's 2028. You're going to get those ferries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Farmer Jeff says, yes, the government is always spot on when it comes to financial projections.
Yeah, they don't know what the new ferry is going to cost. Brian, 206, so what happens if the BS Climate Commitment Act gets repealed? Oh, yeah. That's the question.
I was kicking myself that we didn't come up.
Oh, I didn't want to get him into that.
God's the pearls.
That's what I was going to say. Sherry?
Sovereign citizens.
Yes.
Max in the 425 says, Washington State is full of the sovereign citizens, i.e. Gold Bar and Arlington, the Bible is their driver's license, etc.
Yeah, you do run into some of those folks out there. Let's see, Nicholas in the Denny Triangle. Ask those people what time it is, and they'll tell you how to build a watch. Good grief. Exactly, good grief. It just causes Nate pain.
Ow, jeez.
Still likes that.
All Doug the time, actually.
Yeah, I know.
But Doug in Mount Vernon says maybe the sovereign citizens could find a place to live on the bottom side of the flat earth.
Jeez. Come on. Did anybody write in that was a sovereign citizen?
I didn't see any. No.
Nobody? Huh. Okay. People hate hey text. Hee Haw Aaron says, hey.
Okay. Tom in Port Orchard. Yeah.
Paul, thank you for that.
When my grown son texts, hey, I text back, sup. What's up? Go all gangsta on him.
Yeah. Kids love that when parents try to go all gangster. Yeah. I do that to Rye all the time. Sup, brah? He never writes back. 253 says, John, it's time to put the lid on the pickle jar and toss teeny tiny in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In the ocean.
Snuck that one in there.
Thank you, 253.
Teeny. You didn't hear that, did you?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Brent in Bel Air on hay hanging. It was introduced by Albert. Hey.
Do you know the reference?
Fat Albert, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody with it?
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it's Fat Albert. Yeah. And then Mushmouth, ba dee ba da ba da ba Albert. We had all those little, we had little rubber, like the Fat Albert, the entire team. They were little rubber guys, and you could move their arms and legs around stuff. And
I believe they call those action figures.
They were action figures, yes. No, you haven't heard my Fat Albert action figure story. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Thank you, Teeny. Good job.
Okay, Matt in Issaquah has this to say. Think about this next time you slide a pair of gloves over those feminine yet abnormally large meat hooks.
Nice.
Gloves are just panties for the hands.
Oh, God.
Matt.
I'm sure he wasn't even in a good mood today.
Hee-haw.
Yeah, that's not right. How you doing? You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm looking for something exciting.
That's all she wants.
Apparently, I'm supposed to start hugging people.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for a guy with
a golden tooth.
And Joe over there is
going to start something brand new.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's old Nate got nothing going on.
Nothing.
Old Nate. Yeah. Yeah, right.